Hey guys, are you looking for a sports book that you can trust? Well, look no further than mybookie.ag, where you can get a 50% match on your initial deposit of up to $1,000 when you use promo code DFSArmy. As a bonus, when you use promo code DFSArmy, you also get a free month of DFSArmy VIP and DFSArmy Beat the Bookie membership. That's a $100 combined value. So we'll help you with your daily fantasy sports, and we'll help you with your handicapping free when you sign up for mybookie.ag using promo code DFSArmy.
Good morning, DFS Army. Happy hump day. Rise and shine, and let's dig into this massive 10-game NBA slate on Wednesday morning, March 6, 2019. First off, if you are not a current DFS Army member, then head on over to dfsarmy.com and use promo code CashKeg to save you 20% off your membership to gain access to not only our premium NBA content, but every sport to include NHL, NASCAR, MMA, PGA, and much, much more. That again is promo code CashKeg over at dfsarmy.com to save you 20%. Now get out of that rack, grab your favorite cup of joe, and let's dig in tonight's 10-game NBA slate. All right. Looks like lock is 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. First game we're going to look at is Miami at Charlotte. That game is a 219.5 over-under with Charlotte favored by 1.5. On the Miami side of the ball, looks like Goran Dragic is going to still be out of the lineup here. So that should open up some more minutes, having Justice Winslow running point. A lot of Richardson and Dwayne Wade's probably still going to see some run here. It's not the best matchup in the world. The pace is kind of slow here. Both teams kind of play at a pretty slow pace. Definitely bottom part of the league here. But a Richardson on DraftKings is 6,200. Winslow at 6,300. They're priced up a little bit. Even though Winslow's running the point here, I don't mind him. Like I said, it's not the best matchup in the world, but they could be some tournament plays. Whiteside at 6,500. I just don't know what his minutes are going to be or if he's going to start. Maybe they'll start Bam again. He's always in play as a tournament, but it's really hard to pull the trigger on him. And then Kelly Olynyk at 5,200. You can attack Charlotte from the power forward over the last 10 days. Defense efficiency, they've been dead last in the league. So maybe Kelly can get a shot falling. And at 5,200, you know, he's always a tournament play. Can never play the guy in cash. But those are the guys I look at on that side of the ball. Let's head on over to the Charlotte side, where they have a 111 implied team total. No major injuries on this side of the ball. Let me check one more time. I don't think we saw any big injuries on the Charlotte side for today, no. So they're led by Kemba Walker, 8,300. He's been playing great ball lately. Miami, looks like you can attack him at the point guard, but more specifically the shooting guard lately, where they're ranked 28th in defensive efficiency. So at the shooting guard, you know, that's where we look at Nicholas Batum or Jeremy Lamb. Both of them are 5,300 and 5,200 on DraftKings. Both tournament plays. Lamb's got 50-point upside every time, and Batum's playing good ball. Again, I don't really like anyone else. You know, Marvin Williams, 4,400, I guess, is a decent price tag on him. You know, that's – we're looking for 6X upside on DraftKings. You have to kind of like that play a little bit. Let's look at, you know, like you said, Kemba Walker, 8,300 is kind of priced up. Cody Zeller, 5,500. I like him when he's a little cheaper than that. And if Whiteside starts, it's not the best matchup in the world. So I would stick more to Williams, Jeremy Lamb, Batum, and then, like I said, Walker's. Always in play for tournaments, and especially at that price where he has 50-point upside and can bust that 6X mark that we're looking for. Let's see their prices over here on FanDuel real quick, just to kind of get a comparison. Let's look real quick and pull up Charlotte. And Kemba Walker's up to 9,300, which is too much. I don't want to pay that. Jeremy Lamb's again, over 6,800 over here with Nicholas Batum, 6,400. Marvin Williams, 5,400. Again, those are the three I'm looking at, guys that'll play in the mid-30s minutes. Zeller's 5,700. Maybe he's more palatable over here at FanDuel than DraftKings. But the rest of the team I'm not really interested in. And they're all basically GPP plays for me. No one really stands out as a smash plays. But they those Batum, Lamb, and Williams, to me, have upside in tournaments at those price points. Let's go to the next game, where we have Dallas heading into Washington. And this is a 231.5 over-under with Washington favored by 5. So it's one of the higher over-unders on tonight. Let's first look at the Dallas side. On the Dallas side of the ball, they have 113 implied team total. And on DraftKings, they're led by Luka Doncic, 9,100. Again, a tournament for me only at 9,100. You know, to get that 6X I'm looking for, he needs 54 DraftKings points. And I'm not saying he can't hit it, but it's priced up. It's a great matchup, though. If we look over at Washington, Washington's ranked 24th in defense efficiency against point guards. So you can attack Washington pretty heavily at the point guard position and then over at the power forward position. One guy that's getting priced up a little bit, but that's Powell. Powell's 5,900 on DraftKings, and he's 6,800 on FanDuel. So he's really got priced up over on FanDuel. But he's playing, you know, low to mid 30s in minutes, and he's putting up pretty good numbers here. If we just looked at his last four on DraftKings, 38, 32, 27, and 49 DraftKings points. So at his current price, he would be over 6X on two, and the other two right around 4 to 5X. So definitely in play. His price is getting up to a point. On a big 10-game slate like this, though, we're probably going to have some value that will open up later in the day that will usually hinge well to stars and scrubs. So these guys in this range tend to go overlooked, and in tournaments, you know, are great. And he has upside here in this matchup. We look at other guys here on Dallas. Really don't have a whole lot of love for Brunson, Finney Smith, Maxey, Dirk. They're both 3,300, extremely cheap. Dirk's been getting a lot of run here towards the end of the season since they don't really have a whole lot to play with. But he's only seeing minutes into the high teens, low 20s, and he's putting up anywhere from 19 to 22 DraftKings points. So don't hold a whole lot of love for this team, honestly, besides maybe Powell and a little bit of Luka here. So on the FanDuel side, same kind of thing. You know, Dirk's 4,100. Tim Hardaway at 5,500 is a little interesting. But it's not the best matchup in the world. But with the team total, or I'm sorry, with the game total this high, there's going to be some points. So if I'm going to rank them, it's probably Dwight Powell as number one. And then Luka, like I said, Luka's always got huge upside. And a close game with a high over-under. We got to give him a look. So those are the two guys I'd really focus on this game. On the Washington side of the ball, they have a 118.5 implied team total per opening. Bradley Beal, 9,800. He's getting close to that 10K mark, but he's doing everything for this team. And Dallas is ranked dead last in defense efficiency against point guards, and that's basically what Bradley Beal is. He does everything. And he's put up 51, 59, 45, 52 DraftKings points over his last four games. So he does have upside. He is priced up to a point towards the ceiling, so it is kind of hard to go after him, but in tournaments you can definitely get there. Let me make sure there's no... Yeah, I didn't think there was any injuries on this game yet. Well, Dwight Howard, but he's supposed to be out until sometime in March, so he don't really count. Let's look at the rest of this team. Bobby Portis, six grand on DraftKings. He is 6,700 on FanDuel. Just not getting there for me. You know, he does have upside, but tournaments only, can't go there in cash. Trevor Reed's at 5,900. Same kind of thing. He's priced up towards the ceiling. It's really, really hard to go after these guys. Thomas Sedoranski's 5,200 on DraftKings. That might be a decent matchup where Dallas is ranked, like I said, 30th against point guards, and he does run point for the team. So I don't think I could go there in cash, but he's a decent GPP play at that price on DraftKings. Now, if we look over on FanDuel, he's 5,900. Again, that's a little bit more I'd want to pay over there on FanDuel. Jabari Parker's 5,600 on FanDuel. He's 5,100 on DraftKings. Don't have a whole lot of interest here. For a team that's got a high team total here, or over under, there's not a whole lot of love here. You know, Jeff Green at 4,500. Like I said, you can attack Dallas and the power forward and center at the center position at ranked 24th and 27th in defense efficiency. So maybe some Jeff Green and Bobby Portis in tournaments. You know, or if you think it's Vegas, think it's going to be close, so we might not see a ton of Thomas Bryant. You know, he's exploded a couple times, usually in the blowout games lately, because he's only seeing anywhere from 16 to 20 minutes over his last three games, so it's really hard to get excited about him. But a 4,300, you know, deep GPP sleeper, but nothing too exciting. Let's move this on and head to Minnesota, headed to Detroit, where we have a 224 over-under with Detroit favored by 4.5. Minnesota is led on DraftKings by Karl-Anthony Towns. Karl-Anthony Towns has a price tag of 10,800, so he is priced up, but he is on a different level here. Detroit is ranked, where are they at? Yeah, Detroit is actually, has been, over the last 10 days, they've been ranked second in total defensive efficiency, and you've been able to attack them at the small forward position. They've been pretty stout against power forwards and centers. But Cat's been on his own world here lately since coming back from that car accident. He's put up 67, 55, 70, 71, 72 fantasy points over his last 5-6 games. So you have to consider him. He's just on another world. He's 11-5 on FanDuel. But he's probably one of your safer plays on the slate for spend ups. You know, when you look at Luka and those guys, and he's just been playing really well, and he's probably going to garner a lot of ownership because he's throwing up those 70 burgers left and right. Andrew Wiggins, 5,900. Derrick Rose at 5,300 on DraftKings is pretty nice. Jeff Teague's at 5,300. So, you know, if Teague's going to continue to see, minutes into the, low 30s, mid 30s, he's a good price tag there, and he could do some damage. Dario Saric, 4,000, Taj Gibson, 4,100. Don't have no love for any of those guys. It's basically Teague, Towns, then maybe little Derrick Rose. Wiggins up at 6K with everybody healthy. I don't care for that too much. It's not the best matchup in the world for him. So I'd focus on those three guys, even on FanDuel. Jeff Teague's up to 6,300, so he's priced up a little bit more. It's a lot better price on DraftKings and FanDuel. Like you said, Towns 11-5 and Wiggins is 6-4. Derrick Rose is 5-5. So I'd focus on Teague and Towns here, a little bit of Rose. Let's head to our next game. I'm sorry, it's not. Let's go back and let's pick up the Detroit side of the ball. So Detroit actually has 115 implied team total here on DraftKings, led by Andre Drummond at 9K. Minnesota, where are they at? Minnesota has actually been beat up pretty good against small forward, power forward. Actually, not ranked number one in defense efficiency against centers. So maybe this is a Blake Griffin game if we looked at just those stats. But like Drummond and Griffin, 9K and 8,600. They're definitely both in play here. Minnesota's just not that good of a team. And playing at home, I don't mind looking at either one of those guys, to be honest with you. I do worry a little bit about Drummond. With Cat playing out 3-point line once in a while, it does draw him out and hurts his rebounds a little bit. But I don't mind Drummond or Griffin here. Reggie Jackson, 5,400, tournaments only. And that's about it. The rest of the team does not excite me at all. On FanDuel, if we look at it, Drummond's 10K. He's not too excited, but again, if you're looking for lower ownership, he's going to be a lot lower owned than Cat will for what Cat has been doing. Blake Griffin's 8,500 on FanDuel. It's a really good price. When every time you can get a guy on FanDuel that is priced lower than his DraftKings price. So he's $8,600 on DraftKings and $8,500 on FanDuel. You have to really look at that and look at a guy to you know, go heavier on that guy on FanDuel because you're getting a discount. Reggie Jackson, $5,800. Again, he's priced up a bit. And then we got Luke Kennard, $5,300. I really don't want any of those guys right now. So it's basically just Blake and Drummond here. Moving along, let's go to Cleveland at Brooklyn. Looks like we have a 225.5 over-under with Brooklyn favored by 9.5 points. Cleveland has a 108 implied team total. And on DraftKings, they're led by Kevin Love at 7,500. Now, if we look at the defensive mashups here against Brooklyn, they've been the worst against they've been the worst against centers. But they haven't been real great against really shooting guards, small forwards, or power forwards. So, but he can definitely beat them up in center the most. They're ranked 25th in defense efficiency. So we look at Kevin Love, 7,500. It's all about the minutes you get with him. He hasn't seen over 30 minutes in the last four games. So that kind of hurts his upside. But he's put up, you know, 39, 43, 36, 54 DraftKings points. It's really hard to play a guy like that in tournaments to get that massive upside. But he might be looked at as a cash game play if you think it's going to stay close and he can hit, he can hit that 6X price tag you're looking for at 7,500. It's just the minutes kind of worry a little bit. Larry Nance, 5,900. It's hard to play him with Kevin Love back. Really depends on his minutes. He needs those minutes, and he hasn't come close to a ceiling since Love's been back, so I don't really care for that. You know, Seti Osman, 5,500 on DraftKings. We look over here on FanDuel. He's 6,100. There's not a whole lot of love from this whole team, really, that I'm just dying to play. Dellavedova's 3,200. He's way down there. On DraftKings, 3,700 on FanDuel. Probably play around 20 minutes or so. With Tristan Thompson being out, it's just there's not a whole lot of love on this team. So to me, it's Kevin Love, Larry Nance, or Seti Osman, the guys I'm gonna attack. If you think it gets out of hand, excuse me, then maybe Jordan Clarkson sees some extra run and garbage time. But not a team I'm targeting heavily on a 10-game slate. Let's head on to the Brooklyn side of the ball where they have 117 implied team total. They're led by D'Angelo Russell at 7,900 on DraftKings. He's priced at 9,100 on FanDuel, so we're getting a pretty good discount on DraftKings. However, again, like I've been stating the last couple podcasts I've done, when Spencer Dinwiddie is back, Russell can put a ceiling game up at any time. But if you've looked since he's been back, you know, his minutes have been down under 30 minutes. And he's put up 37, 25, 34, 42 DraftKings points. Now, some of those minutes have done, like against Dallas a couple days ago, they had a huge blowout. In Miami, they got blown out. I still worry. You know, Dinwiddie, I think, is the better play for tournaments at that price. But, you know, 9-point favorites, they could smash Brooklyn pretty or Cleveland pretty easily. They're not a great defensive team. So, but on FanDuel, 9,100, that's a bit much for me. But on DraftKings, if you want to take a chance on Russell, GPPs only. Dinwiddie, though, 5,300. Caris LeVert, 5,400. This team's just healthy, and it's really hard to predict. They're just tournament plays only for me because any of these guys could get to that point. The problem is, the coach plays them all around 24 to 30 minutes, and you just don't know who's going to go off in those minutes. They have to be really efficient, and they're all priced down accordingly, you know, with your Joe Harris's, Carroll. Crooks saw the start the other day, and he saw 24 minutes. He put up 32 DraftKings points. So, if he sees a start, I don't mind that. I would look at the cheaper guys, though, than the more expensive just because of the minutes they're getting. So, like I said, Crooks, Crabb, Carroll, Harris. Again, Allen's 4,700. You know, they're all priced at that point. You know, Ed Davis is always around 3,200. Seems to always give you around 16, 15 DraftKings points, but nah, not on this slate. Let's head on to the next game where we have the San Antonio Spurs going into Atlanta. I do not believe we have an over-under on this game yet. Atlanta definitely has some injuries going on. We also have to look at Jacob Pertl's questionable. He had a left hamstring soreness. So we have to kind of figure that out. If he's out, you know, they'll probably move LMA down at the center, and maybe they'll put Rudy Gay at the four. Since they've moved Pau Gasol out, they're kind of short on big men. That'll play a lot of minutes. Then, you know, and Bertans can play the three or four as well, and maybe that'll get him a boost at 3,300 if he plays some heavier minutes. We've seen him go off on tournaments. But, you know, DeMar DeRozan, anytime you have a game playing Atlanta, you're always going to have guys in play because Atlanta just plays at a fast pace, and they're not good defensively. So, you know, DeMar DeRozan, 8,200 on DraftKings, 9K on FanDuel. Prefer him on DraftKings. LaMarcus Aldridge, 7,600 is a fantastic price on DraftKings, and especially if we had Pirtle out, probably going to see a little more LMA, and this could be a ceiling game for him against Atlanta. He's 8,200 on FanDuel. I don't mind that. Again, Rudy Gay, 6 grand. That's a little pricey. 6,500 on FanDuel. Don't care for that, but if we see Pirtle out, then maybe we'll see an extra few minutes out of Gay here. White's been playing great ball since he's great price on DraftKings, 5,400. I don't like it on FanDuel at 6,700. That's priced up. But on DraftKings, I really love that price. Great matchup against Atlanta. Atlanta is ranked 24th in total defense efficiency. You can attack them across the board, really, especially at the center position, power point guard or shooting guard. So really like White here. Forbes at 4K. Yeah, I prefer White. You know, I'd spend another extra $1,400 for White. Then, like I said, you have Mills, Bertans, Bellinelli, all in that $3,300 to $3,400 range on DraftKings, and then all $3,700 to $3,800 on FanDuel. You know, Bertans only $3,500 on FanDuel. That's a good drop score if he's going to see some more run if Pirtle's out. So keep that in mind. Let's go on the Atlanta side of the ball. Atlanta, we're still waiting on news from. Let me see here. Let me pull this up. It was basically, I think it was Deadman. So Collins is still has flu-like symptoms. He's a game-time decision. I think Deadman is actually questionable right now or doubtful with the knee. And then, again, Miles Plumlee's still out till at least the 9th. So this is – if Collins and Deadman were both to miss, and Spellman is out as well, and no Plumlee, the big guys, really all they have is Alex Lynn, and he screwed everybody last time. But if all those bigs were out, the only bigs they really have – and San Antonio runs pretty big with LMA out there, so they're going to have a big on the court at all times – is Alex Lynn and then Poitras. Again, Poitras is 3,400, you know, and if he's going to see, he only saw 21 minutes and put up 15 DraftKings points. But the game before that in Chicago, he saw 26 minutes and put up 24 DraftKings points. So we have to watch these injuries because both of those guys would be in play. And a lot of these Hawks are cheap. You know, Trae Young's 8,800. I don't really like that price tag. He's kind of come off a little bit, but you can attack the Spurs at point guard. So in tournaments maybe, but definitely not where I really want to go here on this slate at that price. Bazemore, 5K. So Prince should be back from the birth of his kid. He's 4,500, so Bazemore's not going to get all that run. So I have no interest in Bazemore at 5K with Prince back. And with Kevin Huerter and Bembry right there in play as well. They're all cheap. But I think I look at maybe a Torian Prince game, 4,500. I don't mind that price of him at all. And Alex Lynn, again, if these guys are going to be out. Even if Collins is back and Deadman's out, we're still going to see some Alex Lynn at the center. But Collins at 7K on DraftKings is a great price if he does play. If we look over on FanDuel, Collins is 8K. It's priced up quite a bit. Torian Prince is 5 grand. Like I said, Bazemore's out of play now with Prince back. So don't play Bazemore at all. He's not going to see the minutes that he'll need. Prince is going to get all those minutes. And he was just seeing the birth of his child. So it's not like he was hurt or anything. And Lynn at 4,100 on FanDuel. Again, another drop score play if these other guys are out. So let's keep that in mind. So let's go on to the next game. Next game we have is Philadelphia at Chicago. And we have a 227 over-under with Philly favored by 6. Now, Embiid should still be out here. Double check. Yeah, I don't think he's going to come back till at least the 8th. And then Jonah Bolden, he might come back today. We got to check on him. He's 4,500. I don't really care if play him anyways. But, I mean, at 4,500, you know, if he plays, it'll take a little bit of love off of Mike Scott. Like I said, Boban's out as well, so they're kind of thin up there. But Tobias Harris has been putting up great numbers. 7,700 is up there. But in tournaments, I don't mind him. All these guys are kind of priced up. Butler's only at 7,300. That's a good price on him against Chicago. Again, Butler going back into Chicago at 7,300. I kind of like that if you're into that narrative street. Going back to Chicago with some of these guys injured, they could maybe say, hey, here, score some points against Chicago for us. Ben Simmons, 8,900. Again, he's priced up, but it is Chicago, and he's been putting up some decent DraftKings points here at 50, 66, 54. Ben Simmons over on FanDuel is 9,900, so he's definitely priced up there. Jimmy Butler's 8,400, so definitely like the price tag on DraftKings much better than FanDuel. Tobias Harris, 8 grand on FanDuel. It's not a bad price. Maybe I prefer him on FanDuel more than I do DraftKings at that price. And like I said, Mike Scott at 4,500. He's really only in play if Bolden's out. And then J.J. Redick, you know, 5,700 on FanDuel, 4,900 on DraftKings. Always in play, especially against Chicago. That's the guys I'd really look at. You can always look at McConnell at 3,100. You know, it's just he just doesn't see minutes over 20 minutes, so it's really hard to play a guy like that. But he can be extremely efficient in him. But again, I think you just look at Butler, Harris, Simmons, Redick, and then maybe a touch of Mike Scott and cheap DPPs. Chicago side of the ball, 111 implied team total. And on DraftKings, they're led by Lauri Markkanen at 8 grand, so he's priced up towards the ceiling. 8,800 on FanDuel. Not the best prices in the world here against this matchup. And again, Zach LaVine seems to be shooting the ball a lot more lately, and not really, you know, Markkanen's only shot 14. He did see 21 against Atlanta, but then 18 and 16. So he's not seeing as many shots that I would really like at that price. Problem is Zach LaVine doesn't like to pass the ball, and he's seen 22 shots, 35 shots, and 19 shots out of three of his last four. So that's the big issue with him. Otto Porter, though, 6,300. I like that price tag. He is 7,400 on FanDuel, but on DraftKings, 6,300 is a good price tag on him. And if we think this game's going to be close at all, I don't care if, you know, sure you could see some Butler defense here. But he's a good player. Chris Dunn at 5,200. Again, the production and price on tournaments, I don't mind him. But, you know, that's a decent price on DraftKings. On FanDuel, 5,900. You know, it just seems to be the Lauri Markkanen and Zach LaVine show, especially when Porter's around, too. Those three are the guys I'm really targeting. Don't really have much love for anyone else on FanDuel or DraftKings. And on the 10-game slate, I don't even know if we have to go here, but just first glance at it, to me, it looks like Porter's my favorite play, just price per dollar here. So let's head on to our next game, which we have Utah heading into New Orleans. It's a 231.5 over-under with Utah only favored by 3.5, which is pretty surprising. On the Utah side of the ball, Donovan Mitchell's 8,700. I don't really care about that with Rubio back. That's priced up there. That's not a fan of that. On FanDuel, he's 9,100. So I don't care for that price at all. Rudy Gobert is 8,100 on DraftKings. He is 10-2 on FanDuel. You're getting a big discount on DraftKings. So I really like that price point. I'm assuming we'll see, you know, Anthony Davis play his 20 to 22 minutes. I think that's why the game's probably going to stay halfway close here, at least against the spread. But again, Rudy Gobert, 8,100. Derek Favors, 6,200. He's getting priced up a bit. He's had some big games, so there's a chance he could do something. But the price, 6,200, 6,500 on FanDuel. Just the minutes worry me a little bit there. He's only seeing like mid-20 minutes. He's just got to be really efficient in those. Joe Ingles, 5,900 on DraftKings, 6,200 on FanDuel. Priced around a ceiling, so don't have a whole lot of love there. Ricky Rubio, 5,900 on DraftKings and 7K on FanDuel. I think I prefer him much more on DraftKings as he's in play there against the Pelicans. So I don't mind him in tournaments. Jrue Crowder, 4,700 on DraftKings. He's 5,500 on FanDuel. He's okay point per dollar. Nothing I have to have, but always in tournament looks. Kyle Korver seeing, you know, decent minutes here with Nito and Exum both out. So at 3,400 on DraftKings, you know, deep GPP play. I don't mind that. Let's look at the Pelican side of the ball. So the Pelican side of the ball, you know, we're led by Julius Randle, 8,400. We have Jrue Holiday at 7,800. And then Anthony Davis at 6,700. He's at this price point because he's only playing 21, 22 minutes a game. But he's putting up 46, 40, 33, 38 DraftKings points. That 46 he saw last game, don't let that mistake you. He saw 3 steals and 3 blocks. I don't think that's going to happen this game. So really don't have a whole lot of love for him for the minutes he's going to play. I just ain't going to do it. Elf on a Shelf Peyton, 5,400. That's a good price on him. Gets a little bit of Ricky Rubio defense, which if you're going to attack Utah, that's where you attack him at, is the point guard. So little Elf on a Shelf, 5,400 is definitely in play at that price. We also have, you know, Chuck Diallo at 4,200. Like I said, I don't know if I can pay most of these prices here. Randle and Jrue Holiday are priced up. So they've been putting up good DraftKings points. Is in the 40s, 50s for Randle. He had a great game last one out. He had 53, 52 against – I guess he did put up 53 against Utah when they had that last matchup in 39 minutes. So if he's going to continue to see minutes this heavily, then you got to look at Randle a little bit there. But he is priced towards his ceiling, so remember that. Again, Jrue Holiday saw 32 minutes, put up 42 DraftKings points against Utah in Utah a couple days ago. But again, he's priced up towards the ceiling, so it's hard to love that. Anyone else on this team? Williams, again, is not seeing huge minutes, but you know, if they happen to sit one of these guys, that's when Williams would be in play. Same thing with Chuck Diallo. He's just not seeing the minutes. He's got to see the minutes. Okafor's questionable. But there's not a whole lot I love on this team. Just with their state of mind, where they've been. Like I said, take a chance on Randle Holiday and Elf on a Shelf's about the guys I want to target. On FanDuel, I got Anthony Davis at 8K. Don't do that. That's it, really. Let's move on to the next game. We got 3 left. It's we have the New York Knicks heading into Phoenix. We have a 225 over under on this game with Phoenix favored by 4. On the New York side of the ball, we just have to keep watching out for DeAndre Jordan. DeAndre Jordan, if he sits, Marcus Robinson's going to be in play again off the bench. If he sees, you know, 25, 30 minutes, he can crush that 6K price tag, especially against Phoenix. You know, Phoenix is ranked 30th in defensive efficiency across the board, but 19th against the center. They can really be had up and down this whole roster. So he's only in play on only tournament play if DeAndre Jordan does sit. So, but this whole team is just a crapshoot. You know, we have no idea what Fizdale's going to do. Really don't. Dennis Smith Jr. 6,200. He could get you there. Moody 8, 4,700. Kevin Knox is 4,700. Noah Vonleh is 4,600. Trier is 4,500. Dotson's 4,400 on DraftKings. All these guys, you could take shots, but they're all going to play in their, you know, low to mid-20s to low 30s. So definitely none of these guys are cash plays, so don't even go there. On the Phoenix side of the ball, they're led by, of course, Devin Booker. Devin Booker's 8,600 on FanDuel, 8,100 on DraftKings. It's a good matchup against New York. New York, where are they at? New York can be had by the power forward slot, but they're ranked 22 in defensive efficiency across the boards. And we saw Buddy Hield put up a ton of points, so anyone who can shoot the three against this team is going to put up some points. So Booker can definitely shoot the rock, so I don't mind Booker in some tournaments here, 8,100 and 8,600 on FanDuel. It's a good tournament play. Especially at home. We have Ayton at 7,400. I don't mind that price, especially Booker around. He plays better. It's 8,500 on FanDuel. I prefer it on DraftKings at 7,400. That's a good price. Kelly Oubre Jr. at 6,200. He seems to be around that price point, but he's been putting up some really good games. His last four in DraftKings, 53, 30, 35, 29. He's not going to kill you at 6,200, and you have that 50-point upside there, so don't mind him. Tyler Johnson, he's hard to get right. 5,200 is a price point I don't really want to touch. We also have Josh Jackson here. He's only seeing mid-20s minutes. At 4,400, though, he's put up 27, 23 DraftKings points the last two. He is priced 5K over at FanDuel. Just the minutes aren't really there for him. And if he's only going to see mid-20s in minutes, he really has to be efficient to get there. We also have Mikal Bridges, 4,800 on FanDuel and 3,800 on DraftKings. He's seeing a lot of minutes. He hasn't done bad, I guess, for 3,800. You're looking at 23, 25, 21, and 24 DraftKings points his last four. But nobody I'm, like, dying to play. But it does look like he has a little bit of upside for that salary if you need a piece to fit in. But basically, it's the top three. Booker, Ayton, and Oubre are the guys you're looking at here. And I feel a lot more comfortable on these three guys than anybody on the New York side of the ball, as long as Fizdale's going to be the coach there. So let's head to the next game, Boston at Sacramento Kings. And on the Boston side of the ball, let's see the over-under real quick. We do have a 229 over-under with Boston favored by one. So I guess it's being a home game. Boston just routed Golden State last night, looks like. Kyrie Irving's 9,300. He is priced up towards the ceiling, but he is always in play every slate, especially against the Kings. So I don't mind that. Al Horford, 6,400. Yeah, definitely don't mind some Al here at 6,400. Jason Tatum, 5,800 on DraftKings. He's 65 on FanDuel. He's 6,300 on FanDuel. That's not a bad price for Tatum in a good matchup. Can't play 5K Terry Rozier at all unless Irving sits, so don't love that. Marcus Smart, 4,800. Again, I think there's better places we could go. He's 5,300 on FanDuel, but he's seeing good minutes, and it's a good matchup against Sacramento. So, I mean, GPPs, I guess you could look there. Gordon Hayward, 3,900. I'm curious how many people will get on this. I looked at, he put up a 50 spot last game in 28 minutes against Golden State here. So, but he's only put up 18, 14, and 11 DraftKings points before that. So that 50 is quite the outlier over his last four. If we look back in early February, he did have a 37, 39, 31 point game. But when they're fully healthy, it's really hard to trust a guy like that in tournaments or cash games. Definitely only tournament play only. Marcus Morris at 4,300 on DraftKings. His minutes just really haven't been there. So it's really hard to – it's a game you want to attack. But I think you're looking at maybe Smart, Horford, Tatum, and Irving the most. With, like I said, Hayward's a great GPP play. And then, you know, Jaylen Brown, if he gets the minutes. You know, he's seen 27 and 28 over his last two. And he's put up 25 and 24 DraftKings points. He's 52 over at FanDuel. Really depends on the minutes here and what he does with the rotation. On the Sacramento side of the ball, they have a 115 implied team total, led by Buddy Hield at 7,200. So he's overtaken Fox as the most expensive on DraftKings. On FanDuel, he's Buddy Hield's 8K. It's a tough matchup against Boston, so it's not one I would really target at this price. But, you know, he's got tournament upside every slate. He's definitely turned a corner this year. And, you know, he can put up some decent scores. So tournaments only, but it's a tough matchup for him. De'Aaron Fox, 7,100 DraftKings, 7,800 on FanDuel. Not the best matchup in the world. So, again, I'll leave that be. And, again, with Bagley out, you know, Willie Cauley-Stein's still going to be seeing heavier minutes than he has. At 5,800, I don't mind giving him a look against Boston. Boston's actually, you know, you can tear him up at the power forward and center position. So I don't mind 5,800 there. Harrison Barnes at 5,200 is in play at that price. Bogdanovich at 5,700 on DraftKings and 6,500 on FanDuel. He's seeing pretty good minutes. He's seeing heavy minutes since Bagley went down. So the thing is the shots aren't there, and he's just shooting horribly, and I think that's what's hurting him the most. So he's 5,700. He's put up 21, 21, and 58 DK points. And that he's only shot 36% and 20% from the field in his last two. So the shots aren't falling, which really hurts him. And if his shots were falling, you put up two or three more shots, he would probably get to the point where you need him to be. Definitely tournaments only until his shots are starting to fall, and it's not the best matchup in the world. But if you're targeting guys from this team, it's really just Hield, Willie Cauley-Stein, Barnes, or Bogdanovich for me. I really don't want a whole lot of De'Aaron Fox here. So, yeah, let's go to the final game of the night, where it is Denver at the Los Angeles Lakers, which, you know, Lakers are not going to make the playoffs, I don't think, after what they've done. And it makes you a little nervous what they're going to do with LeBron and the whole team here. Are they going to limit their minutes a little bit, you know? But anyways, let's look at the Denver side of the ball, where on both sides, the Joker's 10-6 on DraftKings and 10-9 on FanDuel. It's a great matchup for the Joker. He'll probably be really high-owned here heading into L.A. I don't have an over-under for this game, and so we must be waiting on something, what they're going to do if we don't have an over-under yet. We have Millsap at 6,900 on DraftKings, 7K on FanDuel. Definitely in playing tournaments in both. I think the Joker, though, is going to be the cream of the crop, though, and across the board. He's your hammer gameplay, great matchup. So he's probably going to be between him and Cat are going to be your cash center on this slate. Just first glance at going through the prices with you here. Jamal Murray at 6,200 is always in play, especially against the Lakers. The Lakers are ranked 27th in defense efficiency over the last 10 games and 25th and 29th against point guard and shooting guard and 24th against center. So that's where you look at your Jamal Murray. 6,200 is a great price on him. 7K on FanDuel. Will Barton is 5,600. It's a great price. Don't mind that. Anyone against the Lakers is in play. They're just a dumpster fire right now. And if you think this, you know, depending on what the spread is, if you think this game's going to blow out, that's where you start looking at Mason Plumlee. When he gets minutes and heavy minutes, we've seen him just crush his price tag at 4,200. You know, he only saw 14 minutes last game against the Spurs and only put up 11. But before that, 25 minutes and 22 minutes, and he put up 31 and 34 DraftKings points against the Pelicans in Utah. So we're really just it's a game play if it's depending on the news that comes out. Again, I'm recording this really early, so just be aware of the news on what's going on there. And then if you think it's going to blow out where Denver crushes him, that's when you look in to play him up, Plumlee here, especially Trey Lyles out. That's Plumlee will get some of that run. Same with Monte Morris. If you think it's going to blow out, I think he's going to get some of the blowout run there. But all these guys are in play. Beasley at 4,300. Don't love it. I prefer Morris, but you know Beasley can get hot. Again, just those guys are more tournament plays. I don't mind playing like Jokic and Murray and cash games. Because like over on FanDuel, Plumlee's 4,500. And if you thought it was going to blow out, this is a good pivot off of, say, a more chalkier Alex Lynn at 4,100. But again, you kind of have to have a feel of the game and how you think it's going to go. So on the Lakers side of the ball, We have LeBron James 11-3 and 12-7, respectively, on FanDuel. If we think he's going to get a full allotment of minutes and they're still going to push for the playoffs, then you play him. If you don't think that's going to happen, they're going to limit his minutes for whatever reason, then don't play him at all. So kind of we have to research around a little bit and try to get a feed or a feel off of what they plan on doing here, minutes wise. So, you know, Ingram was questionable out. Kuzma hurt himself last game, so we have to watch. I'm just gonna check real quick and see. So let's look. Yeah, so Kuzma's going to be out until at least the 9th, it looks like. So someone's going to have to be playing there. Lance Stevenson's game-time decision. Tyson Chandler's game-time decision. And then Brandon Ingram is a game-time decision. So we do have some injuries here on the L.A. side that we really have to watch out for. So it would change things up quite a bit. If they had no Kuzma, no Ingram, of course they have no Ball, it would be to play the four, because they could still play LeBron at the four. LeBron can play all five positions. So he would probably see even more run if Kuzma was out. But we really got to see the spread of this game and kind of dig into it, because this is really the game that's going to make or break the slate. And if Ingram was going to sit, you know, if Rondo's going to get the start again at 6K, you have to play some Rondo here. Again, if they're pushing for the playoffs still, that's a thing. We really need to try to read into the coaches about that. Bullock's 4,200 on DraftKings. McGee is 3,700. Maybe they push him to the start and LeBron at the four to have someone go up against that size in Jokic. If that's the case, you have to love some McGee at 3,700. Josh Hart's probably going to see a lot more minutes here if we have both Stevenson and Ingram out. He saw 30 minutes last time, put up 25 DraftKings points. So you have to love Hart a lot at 3,300 there, if these injuries do come in the way we think they could. Because 3,300 for that many points of – that many minutes of Josh Hart, he put 30 last game, 26 the game before that. That's just a great price, and he's probably be cash game play for me. Reggie Bullock at 4,200, like I said, he'll see heavy minutes as well, but – he really relies on that three-point shot, really. He was 0 for 7 last game. 36 minutes, saw 16 DraftKings points. That's why I can't play him in cash, really, because he's so shot-reliant. On FanDuel, let me see. Rondo's priced up to 7,500. That's tough to swallow. I like that price better on DraftKings. But he has 50, 60-point upside any time if he's, you know, pushing to try to get these guys to the playoffs. So let's just keep that in mind. McGee's 4,300 on FanDuel, so it's another one of those things that if we feel like he's going to get the start to go up against the Joker, then maybe we feel like that's a good pivot off of Alex Len chalk if we think he's going to be chalk with the Atlanta game and if Deadman and them sit. Just look at those guys like that in that same price range that you're looking at drop scores anyways, but has 40-point upside if he does get a lot of run, but it is JaVale McGee here, so really hard to say. If they're pushing for that playoff run, you're going to see – damn near 40 minutes out of LeBron, Rondo. If Ingram does play Ingram, and then, like I said, Josh Hart. So those are the guys to look at. So this is a game you really have to pay attention to. Really look at Twitter, look at the beat writers. Try to dig in the information. You know, if you're a DFS Army member, make sure you head into our Slack. Look for their notes. We'll be, in our VIP chat, we'll be pushing notes heavy, trying to figure out that stuff for you guys. And if you're not a member, you know, That's what the premium membership gives you. So head on over to dfsarmy.com and use promo code CashCake to save you that 20%. So, that's the 10-game slate. Quick breakdown. Hope that helped you guys out. I look forward to seeing everybody in chat today and hope we can put together a winning day. So deuces.
Thank you for listening to the DFS Army podcast. Join the DFS Army today and gain access to our private Slack chat, where you can chat with real DFS pros and coaches, as well as other DFS Army members with winning track records. Also included in your membership is access to our premium articles, DFS Army weighted projections for every sport we offer, from NFL to MMA, weekly player picks and cheat sheets, the strategy vault of timeless concepts, and the DFS Army Domination Station, a truly state-of-the-art lineup optimizer offering your personal projections or ours. The DFS Army membership is the best value across the industry. Join today and get two free ebooks, as well as The Secrets to Unlocking a New Level to Your Game.